El Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead, is a Mexican holiday that is celebrated by many Mexicans and Latinos across the world on November 1st and 2nd. This day honors our loved ones who have passed away. November 1st is known as Día de los Angelitos, Day of the Little Angels, which is dedicated for the children who passed away, and November 2nd honors the deceased adults. For Maria Alvarez, this was a special day she always looked forward to as a young girl.
Being at the graveyard brought me joy because I got to see my aunts and uncles who lived 6 or 8 hours away. I didn't get to see them often, but on this day, they were all present together as a family.
Many families set up an altar de muertos, an altar of the dead, which is a sacred space for families to honor their loved ones who have passed away. Many items are placed on this altar as an ofrenda, an offering that represents who the person was.
They put, you know, the clothes of their relative who died, their favorite drinks, their favorite food, their favorite, you know, cerveza or licor or whatever, or cigarettes, whatever he or she used.
Dr. Maria Arbeláez is a retired professor who taught Mexican history and is a founder of the Office of Latino-Latin American Studies here at UNO. She says that along with these items, there are 5 elements that must be placed on the altar.
You have to have candles, light. Also, they have, you know, papel picado, it's paper cuttings. They have to have water. Why? Because, you know, it's a long journey and they're gonna be thirsty. And they also have to have salt. That's what keeps you hydrated. So they have to have incense, copal.
These 5 elements act as the 5 senses. Candles are light for seeing, paper cuttings make noise when there's wind, water and salt for touch and taste, and the incense is the smell. All of these pieces help guide the souls to their loved ones on the land of the living. In ancient Mesoamerican civilizations, before the Spanish colonized Mexico and Central America in the 16th century, it was believed that death was part of life. However, after the arrival of the Spanish, Catholicism became the dominant religion. This caused the beliefs from Catholicism and the practices from Mesoamerican culture to become merged together. Dr. Arbeláez says a metaphor was often used to describe the duality of life and death.
You know, it's like a piece of corn. You get it out and it's dead. It's dead when you get it in your hands. You can't eat it, but it's dead. You plant it and it comes alive. Then it gives out, you know, a plant and its flowers, and then you get the corn and the whole world starts again.
Mesoamericans did not believe that after death, people couldn't go to hell as a punishment for their sins. They believed people who were bad were taken to account for their actions in present time. Instead, your soul goes to what's called the
inframundo, the underworld. Where there's a God, it's a God. Their souls live, they wait there in the infraworld for a time when they come back to partake in the celebration of life with the living.
Well, as part of the celebration, many families go to the cemetery to clean up the graves of their loved ones. Then they take cempasúchil flowers, marigolds, and decorate the graves with the orangey-yellow petals. Many families stay at the graveyard to wait for the arrival of their loved ones. Some like to bring food to share with others.
We would sit together and eat fruit as we talk, and drink fruit-flavored water like horchata and jamaica, and just have a good time.
The Day of the Dead is a significant celebration that represents a great part of Mexican culture. However, many Mexicans sometimes have to immigrate from their country for different reasons, and this affects the way they celebrate this special day. Maria has had to change the way she honors her father on this day.
First of all, I don't have my father's grave here, so where do I go? I can visit his grave on this day to spend time with him, like I did in Mexico.
Maria has not made an altar ever since she moved to the US, so she worries that this will cause her children to lose this part of their culture.
I imagine one day when I'm no longer here, my children will be less likely to set up one.
However, by not setting up an altar, it doesn't mean you're not engaging in this tradition or that it will be lost. There are many ways that this celebration has integrated with modern culture.
The majority of my friends on Facebook post pictures of their loved ones on the Day of the Dead.
Maria enjoys decorating digital pictures using sticker apps, so every year on this day, she decorates a picture of her dad with marigold flowers and elements that represent the Day of the Dead. Then she posts the picture on Facebook.
This way, I feel like I'm honoring him on this day.
The release of Disney Pixar's Coco in November 22, 2017 has brought more attention to this celebration globally. Though this caused the Day of the Dead to be recognized worldwide, it has also increased its commercialization. Dr. Arbeláez says this celebration has become a merchandise.
It is an item to be sold, and then you go, for instance, you know, to Mangos or Michaels or the final kind of stuff, and you find that Katrina and Katrin. There's a great deal of cultural things that go together.
Just as the Day of the Dead has become popular in America, there has also been a Halloween influence on the young generation in Mexico.
The kids go out the first and the second con una calabaza o con something to ask for mi calaverita. They don't ask for Halloween, they ask mi calaverita, and then you give me my candy or you give me 1 peso or you give me something.
Many non-Mexican or non-Latin American descent individuals really love the meaning behind this tradition, and they wonder if it's okay to partake in this celebration. Some worry they might be appropriating a piece of culture. Maria says she is very pleased to see her culture and traditions getting recognized worldwide.
For me, there's no problem. I want people to know more about Mexico's culture. We have seen many videos of Americans traveling to Mexico specifically to see how the Day of the Dead is celebrated here.
Dr. Arbeláez believes it's okay for others to join the celebration as long as they are respectful and recognize where this tradition comes from.
Go right ahead. You know, join them in and have dinner with us and sit down and listen to music here in the cemetery. Why not?
The Day of the Dead has been adapted throughout the years, but the true meaning behind the celebration will never change.
It's a rich cultural connection, a connection with the afterlife.
And though many people celebrate in their own ways, at the end,
it is a time of celebration and coming together.
Reporting for MavRadio.fm, I'm Denise Valdez Alvarez.